Welcome to the Tennis Nutrition Secrets web class. I'm really excited to have you here listening to this presentation. We're going to have a ton of fun learning together, going over these concepts, and then actually taking the information and going to apply it. So thanks again for taking the time to be a part of this web class. I really appreciate all of you for being here and for listening and for being so dedicated. So in this presentation, you're going to get my cutting-edge nutrition secrets that allowed me to play my best tennis in my 30s and are keeping me healthier and fitter than ever in my 40s, which is so exciting for me because, you know, I've always been passionate about how can I play my best when I get older. When I was in my 20s, I wanted to play better in my 30s. And now that I'm in my 40s, I want to be better than ever as well. So I'm always searching for those cutting-edge tips, tactics, and strategies in all walks of life, whether it's my tennis game, whether it's fitness, mindset, how to train the brain, nutrition, supplements, anything that has to do with peak performance and essentially performance hacking or life hacking. I am just so into it. That is my passion. That is my obsession. And let's go over tonight how you can finally eliminate the confusion about your nutrition program so that you can maximize your performance on the court and your overall quality of life. Now, I plan to give you real life, tangible nutrition ideas that you can actually implement tomorrow. No waiting around, no taking a couple of months to learn it. You're going to get the information and then you can literally take action tomorrow and start seeing the results very quickly. Plus, I want to give you these strategies so that you can actually make it part of your daily routine, your habits for the rest of your life. Because again, it comes back to performance and quality of life. So maybe some of these tips that I show you tonight will actually take away some of your pain. Maybe you have an injury, or maybe things aren't feeling great. Maybe you have some type of illness and you actually can improve how you feel by changing the way you eat and how you approach your nutrition. Maybe it's going to help you recover faster. That would be awesome for me as a coach to give you tips to recover faster. So you wake up the next day and you feel like you're not sore. You feel like you can go play 2, 3, 4, 5 sets and not get tired. Maybe some of the foods and some of the tips I give you, maybe the foods you avoid as well, will help you improve your focus and concentration. Maybe it will improve your energy. I don't know where this is going to lead for you, but if you are curious about nutrition and how you can optimize your performance, all of these things can actually happen. So I just want you to imagine for a minute how it's going to feel to get your nutrition completely dialed in so that you feel so much better on and off the court. And if you already feel great, awesome. I love it when people come to me and they feel great, but they want that extra edge. And that's what I'm planning to give you tonight. So just think about it this way. I'm going to give you a lot of information tonight. It might be a little overwhelming at times, but if you just take a little action, it can and experience some of these things on your own, it can make a tremendous difference. Does that sound good? Awesome. This is going to be so exciting. I just can't wait to present this information to you. I've been studying it for years, testing and tweaking and being my own lab rat. So to be able to share it with all of you is really exciting. So here's how this is going to go. First of all, I'm going to do a little summary in the beginning. As I'm talking right now, I'm going to go through some basic information, kind of set the presentation up for you. And then I'm going to talk about two powerful stories, two defining moments that really changed how I viewed nutrition and how I viewed my tennis game. So we're gonna go over those two stories, those two defining moments in my tennis career. One happened early in my professional career and one happened later in my professional career. So a lot of this passion around nutrition started during my pro career, not so much in my junior or my college career. And, you know, through that adversity that I had with those experiences, that's where I started finding answers. And that's usually where we do come back and get better as individuals and collectively is through some adversity. We find a better way. And you know, there's so much confusion out there about nutrition and, you know, what diets to use, what foods to eat, when to eat, that it does get confusing. And I really want to cut through all of that and to help you. And it's just going to be really, really cool. I'm really excited. I've probably got like 10 hours of material, maybe even more. But the good news is I'm going to condense it down into a couple of hours so that you will have this, you'll have the recording, you'll be able to watch it over and over again. And I recommend that you watch this presentation a number of times because it will start to sink in. You can watch this replay over and over again. So, like I said, it's just great to have everyone a part of this. And it's so exciting, isn't it, to be able to do a web class like this and to help all of you. So we're going to take a deep dive into this. I'm going to give you a lot of value. That's what I try to do with my tennis instruction, and that's what I'm going to do with the nutrition. This class is going to be no different than how I teach my lessons on the court and the types of high-quality videos that I'm delivering when it comes to tennis tips. So I just want to thank you again for making the effort to be a part of this web class. And without further ado, you know, let's get started. I want you to get comfortable, you know, get out a pen and paper, turn off the cell phone, any other distractions so that you can really focus on what I'm going to work with you tonight on. So, you know, again, you're investing in your tennis, you're investing in your health, you're investing in this time to learn about this nutrition. And yeah, let's get going. So my goal, and I know I've already talked about some of my goals as I was just kind of opening up all of this, is to share my experiences and my perspectives. So it doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I have lived a pretty full life on the tennis court, and I've also been very cerebral about how I approach nutrition. As I mentioned before, I want to give you tangible ideas and solutions. I don't want to give you a lot of theory. I'm not going to get into a ton of science. That's not really my thing. As you know, as a tennis coach, I like to really get in, really dive in and give you specific things that you can do right away, tangible things where you can find results. I'm going to cut through all the BS. You know, there's no BS here, no fluff. We're going to give you content that is going to help you. It's going to give you something to think about. It's going to give you something to take action on. My goal is to make tennis nutrition less confusing for you. Now, if you have a certain stance on how you eat, clearly you want to follow what's working for you. But I hope that I can, you know, again, make it less confusing and more clear for you. Another goal is to go against the grain. And yes, the pun is intended. You know, eating a lot of grain isn't necessarily a good thing. We're going to talk about that in this web class tonight. I'm going to also share my daily strategies. So important to see what the daily habits and the daily strategies are. And again, provide real over-the-top value. How much value can I give you so that you walk away from this web class going, wow, that was amazing. I loved it. It validated what I believed to be true. It contradicted what I believed to be. It could be contradicting what you think is true, but it will make you think about, hey, maybe Jeff is onto something. He spent a lot of time over the years researching and going through all this. And of course, I plan to give you some bonus tips as well. So what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to tell you this is the only way to do it. That's oftentimes what frustrates me with other coaches or experts out there, is they can be a bit dogmatic and say, hey, this is my way. And I never try to do this. I try to provide strategies that make sense, that are a bit out of the box at times, a bit oftentimes common sense. They actually make sense. But I don't want to be the person that says this is how you have to do it. I just don't believe it. I feel like my responsibility is to give you the information. And then once you have the information, now you are empowered to go out there and test things and see how it works for you. So I want you to walk away feeling inspired after this web class, motivated, really just excited to get out there and give it a go and take your nutrition to the next level. This could be one of the missing ingredients, no pun intended there, to your tennis training. If you've got your tennis training dialed in, you're playing good tennis, but something feels a lot off, it could be your nutrition. So I want to inspire you. I want to motivate you. I want you to feel empowered. I don't want you to feel like you have to rely on others to give you information about your nutrition. I want you to be able to feel like, hey, I feel like I know what I'm doing with my nutrition. I want you to feel more clarity, and I want you to feel more confidence to make choices that work for you. And hopefully when you're reading this, when you see this slide, you're thinking, well, he wants to help me with my nutrition to be inspired and motivated, empowered, feel more clear, more confident. Wouldn't that be great to feel that clear and confident on the tennis court with your game? That's what we want. We want that clarity, that confidence, that empowerment on and off the tennis court in our lives. And so that's really, it's really important to me to deliver that message. You don't have to follow crazy extreme diets to make your tennis nutrition work. Listen, I've made a lot of mistakes with my nutrition. I'm going to talk about it in this presentation, but you don't have to do it. Sure, if you want to go all the way and try a raw diet or other types of very interesting diets out there and that are more extreme, go for it. Test it out. But I can tell you, I've tried them, and I just think balance, I think more following your intuition, being able to have some cheat foods and not feel bad about it, but also focusing more on the whole foods diet, it's just so important. I'm not really into counting calories. I want you to follow your intuition and to tap into all of the great strategies, foods, drinks that are out there to help you feel great. Even if you just add one new strategy tonight, in my opinion, this presentation will deliver a tremendous value, because that one new strategy could propel you to new levels with your tennis and with the quality of your life. So I don't necessarily need you to apply 50 tips that I give you tonight. Just one can make a huge difference. So let's start there. Let's just start with, can I implement one new strategy tomorrow? And then once you build that into a new habit, you can start adding other strategies. I want you to feel like you can enjoy yourself with your food and with your nutrition, that you're not restricting, because a lot of times if we're on extreme diets, we're going to break them because we're not going to have as much fun. And I want you all to have fun. So have fun with this and enjoy trying new things, but don't feel deprived. And then again, still be able to eat cheat foods. You know, I think having one cheat day or having some cheat foods, it actually frees you up to continue on your path to be healthy. If you're always rigid, you're going to want to break that rule once in a while. So just feel like that you can. But you know what? You can actually make the quality of your cheat foods healthier than maybe you are right now. Again, just one takeaway. A lot of information in the next couple of hours. You can take feverish notes. You might have 50 big ideas, 10 big ideas. But what if you just take one thing, the most powerful thing away from this web class, and implement it tomorrow? I'm not commanding you, but I'm suggesting, gently suggesting, that you take that one takeaway that can make a difference for you. All right, who the heck am I? Well, some of you who are on this class or who are listening to this recording, you know me well, you've been on my blog, you've followed me the last couple of years, you've followed my tennis tips, you have faith in me already. But if you don't know my story, I want to give a little background for those that are new to this web class. And even if you have followed me for a few years, you might not know all the interesting details about my life. So who the heck am I? If you look at these pictures here, the one on the far right is when I started coaching. I was working with junior tennis players in Denver, and one of my students who actually lives in Dubai now, great kid, really enjoyed helping him when I started my coaching career. And then on the bottom picture, I'm actually speaking at a USPTA national conference a couple years ago in Orlando, Florida. I did a talk. That talk was on the serve. That was really exciting to do that. And then the far left, I'm actually walking out in the qualifying. I'm 29 years old in that. And that was the first time I ever qualified at the US Open. It's Frederick Niemeyer from Canada behind me. And we're walking out for our, I believe it was my, yeah, first round qualifying match. I actually lost the first set there. And this guy served bombs, first and second serves. He blew me off the court in the first round. But I came back strong in the second and third set. I ended up beating George Bastel in the second round. And then the third round beat Fernando Verdasco. So in the first round, I was down a set. In the second round, I beat George Bastel, who the year before had beat Pete Sampras. And in the third round, I beat Fernando Verdasco, who, of course, went on to be top 10 in the world. So that was a good run that I had that week to qualify for the U.S. Open. And we're literally walking out for our match when that picture was taken. And in the middle picture, you've got Roger Federer. You know, Roger walked up to me at the U.S. Open this year, and he said, "Jeff, I love your website. Can I have a picture with you?" Well, if you believe that, then, well, you shouldn't believe that, because that's not what happened. I actually walked up to Roger, and I had practiced with him before back at the Canadian Open several years ago, and I walked up to him, introduced myself, did not assume that he would know who I was, and he did remember. He said, "Oh, hey, Jeff, how you doing?" And I asked if I could take a picture with him, and so that was pretty a cool moment for me, because he's just clearly an amazing player, best player of all time, or one of the best players of all time. Some of you might not think that. Others will, but awesome guy. All right, here I am, young whippersnapper. My father on the left, holding the racket, got the T2000 going, got the wood racket on the right. And yeah, tennis has been in my blood. It started early and it just kept going with it. And here we are, you know, 35, 40 years later, and I'm still teaching tennis, helping people all over the world, and clearly passionate about nutrition, which we're going to talk about tonight. These are my junior days. Young national champion on the left at age 12, won the nationals. The picture where I'm holding the trophy, and it looks like I'm 12, but I'm actually about 15 or 16 there. I believe that's a sportsmanship award that I won. I actually won several sportsmanship awards in the nationals growing up. And then the pictures on the right were my high school pictures. And, you know, I'm probably a sophomore or junior there. So you can see how small I was at that time. I was a very late developer. And that was just part of the deal. I had to develop my all-court game because I was small. And, yeah, so those are some junior picks. And then I went on to college. I went to Stanford, played at Stanford University. The picture on the left, I won the Rolex Indoors as a senior. It's my senior year. The picture on the right, the team picture, that is our undefeated 1995 team. I graduated in 96. We were undefeated in 1995 with Scott Humphries and Paul Goldstein, Jim Thomas, among others, Ricky Becker, Grant Elliott. That was a starting six. Coach Dick Gould and John Whitlinger were my coaches. And yeah, we went undefeated. It was amazing. And what a ride, playing number one singles, being a team captain that year, and just being a part of an amazing team, and went on to be All-American that year. And then you can see the picture, the newspaper picture. That's actually a fraternity brother hugging me after we won my senior year, where we shaved our heads before the Nationals. We were the underdogs, and we ended up beating an undefeated UCLA team that year. So that was pretty amazing. And then back to my pro career on the left, I'm serving at the French Open. I never qualified at the French Open, but I was a lucky loser 1 year. And I did get to the round of 16s and doubles there and played with Peter Korda. We had match point on the woodies, and I kind of got tight serving for the match, I'll admit it. And then picture on the far right, Bob and Mike Bryan, best doubles team of all time. We did an exhibition, and there I am with my little bros. I call them my little bros because they went on to Stanford after I did, and we're good friends. Okay. So let's keep moving. Defining, I told you earlier that I had two stories to tell. Defining moment number one is when I had a substantial ankle injury. And with that ankle injury, it was misdiagnosed for 8 months. I actually hurt it playing basketball and coming down for a rebound right after I'd played Michael Chang at the U.S. Open, about 3 months after I played him in 1997. And I ended up being misdiagnosed. They said I had a stress fracture. I was in a boot for months. Finally, after I went to a series of different doctors, they found a bone spur and they operated on it. And with that operation, afterwards, I decided that I needed to improve my flexibility. I'll talk a little bit more about that in one of the modules, one of the secrets that we go through. So I started going to yoga classes and just wanted to, you know, rehab, get stronger, do something besides playing tennis. And it was about that time when I started studying peak performance, because I figured, gosh, you know, I'm 24 years old, or 23 years old, and I had the ankle injury. I was probably 24 when I had the first ankle surgery. So I'm 24, and I'm studying peak nutrition or peak performance. I started studying peak performance because I thought, gosh, my body's letting me down and I don't know what's going on. I can't figure it out. And I started, the Broncos at the time were the best team in football. John Elway won two Super Bowls. I think it was in 98 and 99. So we're in 1998. And Bill Romanowski was a linebacker. Now, it since came out that he ended up artificially enhancing his performance by taking things. But there was a big talk then about all the things he was doing in his training, just cutting edge supplements. I didn't know they were all, you know, some of them were illegal supplements, but I thought they were illegal at the time. And then, you know, just all the fitness stuff. And so I was really inspired by the Broncos and, you know, these players that were just really focused on their performance and doing great things. And another athlete that really inspired me and influenced me was Dara Torres. And she was actually training for the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, and she was making this comeback in her 30s. And I was just so inspired, you know, as a 24-year-old to see someone, you know, 10 years older than me that was looking like this, training, doing this cutting-edge training. I thought it was just amazing to see her doing this. And she was focused on nutrition and flexibility. And that was really a big wake-up call for me to see her doing this. In fact, through learning about her, reading articles in the paper about her, I actually, in the USA Today and other magazines, I realized she was really into nutrition. And this was the first time that I was introduced to the word organic. Now, I grew up with my parents, you know, I had home-cooked meals. My mother's a great cook, awesome woman, and just really took good care of us. But you know what? We still had macaroni and cheese. We still had bagels for breakfast. We didn't know about food allergies or gluten-free or different types of food that could be causing inflammation. So, or even foods that maybe didn't have as much nutrition because they were conventional or traditional and not organic. So I learned about this term organic in my mid-20s. And you know, this is before organic was popular. This is before Whole Foods was a popular market. So organic, that was a big, you know, as I went on my search through my injuries and had a lot of free time, organic was really big, that term. And, you know, I developed this obsessive approach to uncover the truth because, again, my body had been failing me and I knew I had to get my rehab right. I knew I had to get my fitness right, but I also wanted to get my nutrition right because I wanted to play longer. I wanted to play into my late 20s and my 30s on the pro tour. I realized that. It wasn't until I got the injuries that I realized that. But, unfortunately, when I came back from my ankle surgery, I thought I was feeling good. I played in the, at the time, I believe it was called the NASDAQ. They've changed the name so many times. It might even have been in 1998, 1999. It might have even been the Sony Ericsson, but I can't remember the order of it. But my first tournament back, I was playing Daniel Nestor, who's still playing on the tour in his 40s. So it just goes to show the longevity that some of these pros have. I was playing him in the qualies, and I beat him. I played a really good match. I actually didn't serve great in that match, but I beat him. But I felt something in my knee. It felt really weird. And again, I was told that I had like a bone bruise. And for 6 weeks, I had this bone bruise and something was fishy. I thought it was weird. So I went back to the doctor that helped me with my ankle. And after the MRI, they concluded that I had a meniscus separation. So I had another surgery. So two surgeries by the time I was 25, ankle and knee. Most careers are over by then, but I didn't want it that way. I wanted to do it different. And so when I came back the next time from the second surgery, I kept thinking, you know, how are we really supposed to eat? You know, this defining moment of these two surgeries over the course of 2 years was that defining moment that kept me on the path to uncover the truth to peak performance. And one of the questions I was asking as a curious athlete, a curious tennis player, was how are we supposed to eat? What are we supposed to eat? Where are the answers? You know, how do we find them? If you just go to a dietitian or a nutritionist, they might just tell you to, you know, eat all the basic food groups. But do you accept what that person tells you? I mean, what are their credentials? Where do they train? What have they studied? I wanted to take it into my own hands. So what I did is I just again, became obsessive. I was an addicted Google searcher. Some of you out there probably are doing this as well, especially if you're looking for tennis information. You can search YouTube now. You can search Google for anything. So I would search Google and just look for any information that I could. I also read everything that I could get my hands on. You can see all the books that I've read, plus many more. You've got The Maker's Diet on the left, Becoming Vegan. You know, I tried being a vegan for a little bit, not too long, a little bit. Dr. Mercola's Total Health, that's a great resource. The Paleo Diet for Athlete, The Body Ecology Diet, another great resource. The Sun Food Diet Success System, that's a raw food book. The No Grain Diet, of course, the title explains what that's about. Conscious Eating, talking about how to eat consciously, how to eat more healthy, and then also Eat Right for Your Type, which I also think that has some validity to it as well. So, I mean, look at these books. We've got, what, 9 of them there, and I probably read another 25 or 30. There's just so much out there, and it's like, how do you sift through all the information? And I even started going to Whole Foods. You know, that became one of my sanctuaries. It still is. It's still a great place for me to go eat and to relax and to do some work. But I started going to Whole Foods, which was starting to gain more popular back in the late, 1990s and early 2000s. They're starting to show up more and more. Friday Night Fun. You know, I probably should have a picture of me at a bar or in a club, but hey, I used to go to bars and clubs once in a while, but on Friday nights when I was training, and especially in Atlanta, it was one place that I trained in my late 20s, or if I was home, a lot of times I would go to Whole Foods or other health food stores and just walk up and down the aisles. I would study. I would just study, basically, read food labels. I mean, I was kind of a geek, kind of a dork. Like, I would just geek out in the nutrition, in the Whole Foods or in the health food stores. Instead of going out to the bars and the clubs or playing cards, I was in the health food stores. I was in Whole Foods learning about supplements and foods and just literally walking up and down the aisles, and of course eating too, but kind of helped me pass the time when I was in cities where I was alone and didn't have a lot of friends to hang out with. And that did happen. I mean, pro tennis isn't the most extravagant lifestyle, and I didn't have a huge team around me, so that was sometimes my Friday night fun. And like I mentioned, I've been a lab rat. I've just tried everything, experimented with different things. I shouldn't say I've tried everything, but I've tried a lot. And it served me very well because I've learned a ton along the way. Again, what is healthy eating? And, you know, you see the guy looking at the computer, you see the dog, Houston, we have a problem. Why do we have a problem? Because, gosh, there's so many options. How do we really decide what's best for us? Do we eat raw? Do we eat an all-fruit diet? Which, by the way, I tried. There was a doctor, a chiropractor, that insisted that if I went on an all-fruit diet, eating lots of bananas and dates, I would have this amazing energy. Well, I can tell you that I didn't. Maybe if I'd have been in his care, if I could have afforded him, he was a very expensive doctor, charged a lot. If I could have afforded him, I probably could have done it, pulled it off, maybe, who knows, but I certainly couldn't do it alone. I've tried vegan, I did vegetarian. I mean, it can work for some people. I know vegans that do very, very well. It didn't work for me. I tried it, it didn't work for me. You've got high carb diet, low carb diet, low fat, paleo, gluten free. It's like, how do you make sense of all of this when you're trying to figure out what's best for you? Well, one resource that really helped me, it brought some balance, was the Body Ecology Diet. And this was a book by Donna Gates. And I was living in Atlanta at the time in my late 20s. And I got a hold of this book, and she really talked about healing the body, and I stepped outside of tennis, you know, to learn all of this, healing the body from the inside out with whole foods, with healthy grains, amaranth and quinoa, with cultured vegetables and probiotics to heal the gut, because a lot of us have bad bacteria in our gut, and we don't have enough good bacteria, the friendly guys. And so that was really cool to learn about how you could, you know, recover your health, rebuild your immunity. Not that I needed to recover my health, but I was starting to figure out, like, if people were not athletes and they were needed to heal, how are they doing it? So Body Ecology Diet was a great resource. And then I used to go to the R. Thomas Deluxe Grill in Atlanta when I lived there. And this diet or this menu at this restaurant it was kind of a quirky restaurant. You've got parrots everywhere and flowers, as you can see, but it was based on the body ecology diet. So I could go there and get really healthy food, you know, lots of vegetables and quinoa and high grade, you know, high quality meats. So that was really cool to be able to go to a restaurant like that, because there weren't many back then. And it was close to where I was staying at the time in Atlanta. And then, you know, how did my ex-girlfriend help me? You know, didn't know I was going to be talking about my ex-girlfriend too much. Well, I bet you didn't know this, but I wanted to make sure I acknowledged her, because she has a health food store in Palm Desert, California. I lived there for a year with her when I was training and playing on the tour, and I actually got hurt while I was with her, so I was in her health food store a lot. And this goes back to me just combing the aisles, asking questions. Now I had a girlfriend who could answer my questions. That was really cool. She could answer my questions when we were at home. She could answer my questions at the health food store. I could call her at any time. So that was a really fun year where I got to learn a lot about nutrition and about food and about supplements. Really, really fun experience. And at the end of it all, you know, I am a seagull. My coach calls me the seagull. That's my nickname, the seagull, after the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull. If you haven't read it, it's a quick read. It's all about not following the flock, to follow your own path. And I encourage you all that are listening to this recording to question authority. Don't be too rebellious, but question what the mainstream says, question what tradition says, and try to find your own way, your own path, based on the information that's out there by learning, you know, knowing what to look for. And hopefully this presentation can be a resource where you know that you can go a little bit out of the box and learn things that you're not necessarily going to read in the newspapers or more of the mainstream media that just doesn't have access to the information that I've had by, quote-unquote, going underground and learning some really cool strategies inside the game of tennis and outside. Actually, mostly outside. I learned a lot of this by studying with people that were not involved in the game of tennis at all, and now I'm bringing it back into the world of tennis and to help all of you. So this slide depicts Paul Pisani in the middle, who's the shorter gentleman, and Amir Delek. And this is a depiction of these guys having a good time and green drink on the left and the green powder on the right. And the reason I put this in is going back to being a seagull and being out of the box, I was drinking green drinks, you know, in my late 20s. And Paul Pisani was my trainer there, who's actually helping me at the time of this recording. He's actually helping me get in great shape on the bike. And Paul is awesome. He's a great motivator. He actually helped Robbie Ginepri get to the top 20 in the world. He coached Amir as well. But I used to drink these green drinks in my late 20s, and this is the first time Paul had ever seen it. And he was awestruck. He's like, what the heck are these green drinks? You're crazy. Well, now he's really into it. He's got a supplement company that is involved with that's really focused on the greens and the healthy food and supplements and organic and non-GMO. He didn't know any of this stuff, and I was the first to show him. I even remember being in the locker room in the Australian Open, other places where I was drinking my green powder, and people were kind of giving me these weird stares. Now a lot of the pros are really into these green drinks and green powders and all the different healthy whole foods approaches. And even Amir now, I saw him a few years ago, and he says, oh, my girlfriend and I, we make greens all the time. I used to make fun of you, and now I'm like, oh, you're the coolest guy ever because you used to do that. Well, again, maybe I was a trendsetter. Maybe I was ahead of the curve in tennis, but I don't think it's an accident that you see a lot of the pros playing in their late 30s, mid-late 30s now, because they're taking better care of themselves, both on and off the court and with their food. And I was playing my best tennis in my 30s. At 30 years old, I broke the top 100 for the first time. It's me with John Yandel on the right. I had won Aptos that year, and he helped me. And then on the left is the year I qualified at the U.S. Open. Defining moment number two. And by the way, I promise we're going to get to content tonight, but I need to set the stage. I need to give you background. I need to tell you where I've come from. Instead of just jumping in and give you a bunch of secrets, I need you to know where I've come from, what I've been through, what I've struggled with, the adversity that I've dealt with. Defining moment number two was at the 2005 NASDAQ Open. And in that tournament, I made a huge mistake. I was with my coach, but I still was running the show. I mean, my coach is awesome, but I still was doing things kind of my way. And I made a mistake with my nutrition that week. I was trying an extreme diet, I would call an extreme diet, and I made a huge mistake. And this diet was based on under-eating during the day and eating your main meal at night. So more of your calories at night and less of your calories during the day. Well, I think a normal person could pull this off over time, but if you're training as hard as we are as tennis players and you're out in the sun and the heat, probably not the smartest thing to under-eat during the day, and I paid the price for it. I even consulted with the author of this diet on the phone, paid him a lot of money for him to tell me how to do this, and I did try it for a couple of weeks, and I probably needed more time to adjust, but it's kind of hard as a tennis player to do that because you're always playing tournaments to have the time to have your body change. So I don't completely blame the diet or blame the author. It's just that doing something so extreme, you need time and you probably need supervision, and I didn't have either of those. I felt good on day one, and I actually beat Jan Michael Gamble, played great, had good energy by following this program, but on day two, I crashed. I totally crashed. I was playing Christoph Rokas, who also had a very nice career, not quite as good as Gamble's, very good player, small player, but very good. And I hit the wall. I was playing him. I was up 4-1. I was up 4-1 in the first, and I just hit the wall. I totally bonked. I think I lost 4-1 in the final round of qualifying. And I effectively ruined my chance of qualifying for probably the fifth largest tournament in the world at the time. And it was just a major mistake to tweak nutrition in such a big tournament. And some of you listening are probably thinking, oh my gosh, this guy isn't that smart. I mean, who would try an extreme diet during the biggest tournament in the world? Well, again, I made some calculated mistakes. I didn't always make the best decisions, but you live and learn. And that was part of my quest. That was part of my journey. But at that point, I said, enough is enough. I had to do it differently. It just wasn't going to work for me to keep trying these extreme diets. So I learned the hard way. Nearly 20 years of studying nutrition, studying the game of tennis, I've made mistakes. I've had these injuries, these surgeries. I've made comebacks. I've had losses. I've had loneliness, a lot of loneliness at different times. I've had many coaches. I've made scheduling mistakes. I've made fitness program errors. I've made diet mistakes. I mean, I've done all of it, but I think that's what has really molded me, right? At the adversity and trying new things. You have to be willing to try. Probably spent over $500,000 in my career. So, you know, I'm giving you this web class tonight with you knowing that I've invested a lot of time, energy, and money into this. You know, $500,000 over the course of my career to try to learn and try to make it work. That's a good chunk of change. I made a lot of mistakes, as I said, but I also did some things right. And that's what I'm proud of. You know, I've got some wisdom, got a little bit of experience now. I'm going to get more as I age. I've got more knowledge. I've uncovered some truths, and I keep learning. I'm so passionate about learning and getting better. But when I finished my career, it was time to move on, and I wanted to share my passion as a coach. And that's what I've done. The last 7 years, I started coaching. I coach kids, and then now I'm helping all of you online. So it's just been awesome to be able to do this as a coach and share my knowledge and help people. As I mentioned, I started my blog. Look at these two pictures. I took some screenshots. These are actual YouTube videos to show that I'm so passionate about nutrition. Before I even got into the tennis instruction, I made videos on superfoods. We've got avocados on the left and blueberries on the right. I literally have YouTube videos out there in cyberspace. People are watching, not many people, about food. So it's kind of funny. I didn't even know what I was doing with my blog, and I made these videos on food before I even got into the instruction. One of the first things that I did when I became a coach was I became a nutritional therapy practitioner. This is a program, a distance learning program. It's 1 year, 9 months to 12 months. It's 1 year. You visit the teacher 3 times a year in a designated location. You study, you listen to videos, you read manuals, you take tests. It's legitimate, and it's a lot of work, and it's based on this whole foods diet concept In fact, it's based on a dentist named Weston A. Price. He wrote the book On the Left, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And what he did is he went around and studied indigenous cultures, and he realized that these people, and you can see the pictures on, in the middle, why are these people so healthy? Well, these native people, they ate traditional foods, and they had physical excellence. They had amazing jaw lines. They had no cavities. They had no rotting teeth. They had perfect teeth. And what he started to notice is that when these cultures started adding unnatural processed food, sugar, grains, bad oils to their diet, every generation after, their jaws and their teeth started rotting and started getting crooked. It, literally, their health was in their mouth. And so he made this determination that these people were eating certain types of foods and their jaws and their teeth were healthy. And that was a big breakthrough for him and for others to realize that when we started adding processed food and more agriculture into our diet, our health started breaking down. So after nearly 20 years, as I said, I discovered these nutrition secrets the hard way. But you get to cheat and get the easy way by having this web class in your video library. So I'm really excited to have that, have you have that opportunity to have this recording and to have this web class. So let's get to it. I know I've been rambling about myself, but again, I wanted to set the stage for where this is going. The seven nutrition secrets we're going to go over tonight, and they're not all necessarily secrets. In fact, many of them will be common sense. Many of them you know. But if you're not doing some of these things, we're going to wake you up to the secrets. It's very, very important. Secret number one, how your mindset around nutrition will literally make or break if you win the tennis nutrition game. So we're going to start with mindset tonight. Very important to get that straight first. Secret number two, how proper preparation will set you up to maximize your tennis nutrition success. So preparing is the name of the game. I don't care if it's tennis, business, nutrition, you have to prepare. If you don't, you're setting yourself up for failure. We're going to go over that first. So you'll notice that we're going to talk about two concepts before we even get into the food and the nutrition. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about preparation. Secret number three, how you must get your hydration dialed in to optimize your tennis nutrition. Now, this is a powerful module, a powerful secret, because I consulted with one of the top water scientists in the world on this, and I've been consulting with him for a couple of years. It wasn't like I just called him last week and got all this information. I'm regurgitating it. I am going to share his theories with you tonight, but I've been studying with him for or learning from him on and off for a couple of years. And again, we're going after hydration before we even get to food, because it's so important to get this part down. You can eat great, you can eat healthy, but if you don't have your hydration down, you won't be performing at optimal levels, and you won't feel as good as that. Feel as good as you want. Easier for someone else to say. All right, secret number four: how and why organic food can give you the extra edge with your tennis nutrition game. So, or tennis nutrition program. So we're going to go over organic food and why it's going to help you. And that's a really cool module as well. It's a shorter one. So the hydration is going to be huge. Organic's clearly huge as well, but it's not as in depth, but we'll have some key points there for you to take away. Secret number five, how to dramatically reduce the number one silent killer negatively impacting your game and your health. So you might be able to guess what that number one silent killer is. I'm not going to tell you what it is until we actually get there. Secret number six, how one deadly protein is creating unnecessary inflammation, immune system challenges, and not allowing you to recover properly day in and day out. So that protein, I bet you can also try to guess what it is. We'll go over that when we get to it. And secret number seven, discover the competitive meal plan to give you the energy, strength, endurance, and recovery you need. So this is a topic that you're probably very interested in, because I get emails on my website all the time about nutrition and meal plans. Well, we're going to cover that in secret number seven, and there's some really juicy stuff in there. But wait, there's more. We've got bonuses too, so I didn't want to just leave you with the seven secrets. I wanted to throw in a couple of bonuses, and by the way, if you don't have your checklists yet, they should be They should be on a page that you're going to get or that you have already. I created several checklists to help you out, to give you more information. So make sure that you have those checklists as well. Bonus number one, how to order at a restaurant to get maximum benefits and results. You'd be surprised. A lot of us just order our food and we just take what the restaurant gives us. But I think if you ask the right questions, you know what to look for, you could actually eat healthier at restaurants and feel better. Bonus number two, nutrition travel hacks that will take the guesswork out of how to eat on the road and on the plane. So I find this is a very important one because when I'm traveling, I try to prepare ahead of time by going to the store, by making sure I have the right foods on the plane, because I don't want to cheat on the plane and have crackers. I never would eat anyway. I would just drink water. But you know, I don't want to feel the urge to grab the pretzels. I don't want to feel the urge to eat a McDonald's in the terminal, in the concourses. I want to have my own food, so I plan it out. And then, of course, when I get to the hotel, I want to do the same thing. I don't want to go to the vending machine and get a candy bar. I mean, I would never do that anyway, but if you're hungry, you're more apt to do that. Bonus number three, my personal nutrition strategies that I implement into my daily life for optimal health and performance. This is huge because, you know, having a system, having certain routines and habits can really help. And I'm going to share mine with you, and it might give you some amazing insight that you could use, you can use for your nutrition strategies on a daily basis. There are still more. The absolute worst foods you must avoid to be healthy, fit, and feel great on the court. That's bonus number four. We've got a checklist for that one. Bonus number five, ultimate superfoods that will supercharge your health and tennis performance. Some of you already have the 10 ultimate superfoods checklist. If you don't, this one has those 10 plus many more. That's bonus number five. Bonus number six, your go-to supplements to add to your tennis nutrition plan. People ask me, hey, should I take supplements? I eat really, really healthy. I still think that everyone should supplement just because there are things that we're just not getting in our diet these days for various reasons. So you definitely want to consider finding some go-to supplements that work for you. I'm going to provide suggestions in this web class.